You're listening to Eureka, a Monocle 24. This week, we tell the story of Maria Falbo, founder of Cops in London, a lifestyle and leisure wear brand inspired by skating and summers in the sun. Today, Maria shares her story.
So I was always interested in branding. I remember like buying the face when I was 14 and like cutting bits out and being obsessed with urban culture and branding. And I grew up skating, so I started skating when I was 11 and skated pretty much every day until uni. So they were my two things. It was skateboarding and branding and fashion. They built a skate park in my hometown in Dorset, and then just it was a thing. Everyone at school bought skateboards. And then slowly all the girls started to peel away. And then there was like a few of us left that kept it going with the guys. And then it just became my hobby and expression, I guess. Because I guess with skateboarding, like once you get into it, you just want to keep progressing. So went to Uni of Manchester and we lived on Copson Street. That was our second year house, which was the typical party, trashy flat, but loads of memories and fun. And then in my third year, I took a year out before final year to do work experience. Part of that was in Iceland with Nikita. It was for girls who ride was their tagline. So it was for snowboarders, skateboarders, surfers. And I was obsessed with their brand. And I became sponsored by them. So I think they were a massive inspiration because it was a pro snowboarder, a woman called Haida, who was super rad, who'd like created this like global network of girls who ride. And then the second part of it, I went to Barcelona, which was, I guess it still is, kind of like one of the skate hubs of the world. And you had to have a stretch in Barcelona if you were a skateboarder. So I was there for like 3 months in the summer, and that's when I started the blog. It was a time when Blogspot was a thing, so I was like, okay, I'm gonna do this as well. It was just, at the beginning, a place to put everything that I was into, which was skate edits, music, all like electronic house kind of stuff. So we'd put skate clips and then like mix it with like a SoundCloud link, and then just random bits of style, but it was always like very classic men's kind of vintage style taken from old movies and stuff. And I guess that was the three things, and the whole blog aesthetic, like we did like a tropical skin, palm trees, and I think that's like, it was just all the things that I was living at the time. Still in Barcelona, I decided to print on some white t-shirts. I found this calendar, it's called Masculine, and it had just like loads of sexy 80s torsos, and I just put one of those on a t-shirt. Really random, I don't know where that came from. And then some of us were skating in it in Barcelona and sold a few on the site and then made some more t-shirts. So I guess that was the next evolution, is selling t-shirts. We decided to take it more seriously maybe 2 years after uni, when everybody started calling it Cops on the Street by accident, which was not the whole aesthetic of the brand. And I think Blogspot was looking a bit dated and we just kind of wanted to step up again. So we made a WordPress so it looked a bit slicker. So that was the next thing. But the official, I guess, name change, web refresh, was in 2012, I think. And we changed it to Cops in London, did a new logo, kind of took it a bit more seriously, got trademarks, and that was when it switched, I think, from like playful whatever expression to, okay, let's create a clothing brand. We got approached by Beams in Japan, which for us was like, we weren't ready, but obviously we were like, yes, whatever, what do you need? And kind of scraped by there, and they were our first stockist. They're like the best stockists you could have, and like I respect them so much, and they're such great people as well. They're so supportive of young brands. We sold some stuff on Hypebeast too. Obviously everything was delivered late, we had product defects because we just didn't know what we were doing. But Beams again were, even though they're like have the Japanese militant control over like quality, they totally got where we were coming from and kind of just grew with us. We celebrate Europe as a brand. I'm from Italy and we shot our first movie in Italy, and then Barcelona's a real influence and we spend a lot of time in Europe. One of my business partners, Will, he lives in Barcelona still. And I just quite like the classic made in Italy and what comes with that, and trying to keep that alive when everything's getting pushed to China. And it's just something that we're kind of rebelling against. It's definitely more expensive and harder, but I think it's something that's an important value for us. The movie was just kind of something that I've always wanted to do. My family's from Calabria in Italy, and I feel like Calabria has so much to offer and nobody knows about it because it's kind of just like mafia, corrupt, derelict kind of beach land. But I always was seeing skate spots there and always wanted to bring my friends there and showcase it. So my friend Romano Pizzacchini, who's a really talented young director, we had a conversation over a Negroni in an Italian restaurant, and we're like, let's do something together. And I was like, I've always had this idea, I want to make a film in Italy. And he kind of was just like, let's just do it. How much money have you got? How much money have I got? We'll just fund it out of our pockets. And then we just brought in all of our mates, borrowed cameras, went in, flew over Villads, one of our ambassadors from Copenhagen, and just went to my grandma's house and filmed a film, and kind of brought in all of the kind of people that we want to work with in London. We had a friend in Manchester produce the music for it. So we did it all from scratch. It was a massive project and didn't know how it was going to go down, because again, it's very different to what skateboarding usually does, but it went down really well. Nowness presented it for us, which kind of put the brand in a different spectrum. I think the biggest mess ups have been production stuff. Dodgy labels, weird sizes, and like putting them out to the consumers is risky. But I think, again, when you're a small brand, there's room maybe for these kind of things to happen. Most decisions we've made haven't been too painful so far. And you can always take something from it. So I wouldn't say we've had any major mess ups. Definitely some stresses along the way. But anyone starting a brand, think about production. Because we created a brand and then we had to like provide product, so we did it the other way around. So you're like constantly catching up. We've got a vision, and like we always check in with the vision, but it's not so like 1 year, 2 year. We want to make it a full 360 lifestyle brand, which sounds so cliche, but clothing for us is just kind of merch of the whole thing we're about. I'd like to do more in Calabria, bring people there and kind of, I don't know, showcase something there or experiences with other brands. We did a thing this summer, a pop-up in Mayfair called Ragazzi with Forza Win. So that was like a pop-up panini cocktail bar, which was fun because we got to really like live our values in London. Usually it's like always in the sun somewhere else. So more of that, more experiential, more exploration of food and drink. All of us involved kind of were like those party skate rats, and slowly are all now into well-being and like, sounds so cliche again, but like introducing those elements to skateboarding and not having the traditional smoke weed. And like, I think skateboarding has quite a really young and like messy reputation. And I think we want to provide a bit more of a clean lifestyle to that world. We don't all live in London and we manage to work that. That's something for us. That's like a modern way of working, and want to just be living the sun-kissed leisure lifestyle a bit more. For me, that's the whole reason of doing Copson. It's to live a certain way.
Thanks to Maria Falbo from Copson London. Eureka's back again next Friday. But before then, tune into The Entrepreneurs on Wednesday. This show is edited by David Stevens. I'm Daniel Giacopelli. Thanks for listening.